Here, we're going to continue the show by talking about an upcoming event at the end of the month, Sunday, April 30th. Everyone's invited out to the 23rd Annual Mildred Council Community Dinner, 1 p.m. at McDougal School in Carrboro. Chance to sit down and share a meal with folks in the community. CommunityDinner.org is the website for tickets and more information. You can also donate to the cause to support folks who can't pay for their own meals and get them out to the community dinner as well. Naris Levy is one of the organizers of this event, has been for many, many years, and she joins us here now in the studio. Good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, everybody in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County, and good morning, Aaron. Thank you for asking the community dinner to tell you about where we are right now.
So what is the dinner going to entail for folks who haven't been before?
Well, this is the postponed 23rd Mildred Council Annual Community Dinner, which was to have taken place in 2020.
This is the first one since the pandemic,
yes,
right?
And yeah, yeah. We were all ready to go at the end of March, beginning of April, on April 26, 2020, and then the lockdown came.
Mm-hmm.
So we obviously had to cancel the dinner and or postpone it. And we have been watching very carefully each year as we have proceeded, and this is it. And so our fiscal agent is the Orange County Office of Equity and Inclusion, formerly Human Rights and Relations.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are our fiscal agents. So we talk to them, and we are having the dinner on April the 30th in the same place with all the same arrangements as we did before, and many of the same entertainers as well.
So what is the idea behind the community?
Well, you know, I was one of the founder members of the dinner with Mama Depp and some other people. And the idea at that time was to represent Black History Month, which mm-hmm. was February. We had the first dinner 26 years ago now. And because the Carrboro Branch Library was in the McDougal School, that's how we ended up in the McDougal School, which has a great stage and a big cafeteria.
Yeah.
And so that has been the venue for 23 dinners. The idea is to celebrate cultural diversity and inclusion in our community through food and entertainment. So if it's not on the stage, it's in the food, or it's in the people eating the food, or in the volunteers. We also are waste-free. We are we try to be utopian
mm-hmm.
and show everybody how it should be done, in a sense, and to include everybody. And everybody sits down next to a stranger, more or less, and they share a meal with a stranger. In 2014, the National League of Cities organization and the Congress Black Caucus gave us a national award. I think we were the only place eating together. Everybody else had, you know, gun amelioration or crime amelioration. And they said, where is this place called Chapel Hill, Carrboro, where everybody is eating together?
Yeah.
And I think they used the model, and a number of cities have taken up the model. And if you go on the website, there are many more community dinners as a result of this seed. So it's a community building event supported by the town of Chapel Hill, town of Carrboro, and Orange County, and organizations such as Stroud Roses, and of course WCHL.
What's the entertainment like?
The entertainment this year, we will have an orchestra called Maiko, which is a multi-ethnic youth orchestra, actually trained by UNC faculty. We will then have Latino dancing led by Pilar, and then we will also have a multi-ethnic choir, the United Voices of Praise, and we will also have the Paper Hand Puppets. And Donovan from the Paper Hand Puppets really loves this event, and he'll be playing with Red Nucleus. And
nice.
Kids can come on the stage, put on their puppet heads, and the puppets will be around the whole time. And it's the final thing of the puppets on the stage, with Red Nucleus being the sort of crescendo of this giant celebration.
How about the food?
The food is Mama Dip's kitchen is cooking the main meal. Then we have donors, for example, the Carolina Inn, various religious organizations, the Chapel Hill Kahila is making six giant kugels, which if nobody knows what they are. It's sort of Jewish pasta, okay? So we have donations, we have food representing many cultures.
Speaking with Naris Levy, talking about the community dinner April 30th. Tickets $8 for adults, $3 for children. It's a low cost, but not everyone can afford it. So what do you do for folks who can't?
Basically, what we try to do is to underwrite tickets for families who cannot afford, and also organizations, Orange County Disability Awareness Council, Club Nova, the shelters, and other organizations. And to be able to do this, we have donations from the public. People buy tickets. So we are able to underwrite between 50 and 60% of the tickets so that everybody can be included. And your great pal, Ron Statz, is our MC with a simultaneous Spanish translation from Marilyn Velasco, Marilyn Henriquez Velasco, who works in the Department of Equity and Inclusion. We're working also with the Orange County Solid Waste Management Department, and so all our waste will be taken away by Orange County Waste Management Department.
And communitydinner.org is the website. Go there and find out more. The event is Sunday, April 30th, 1 p.m. at McDougal School in Carrboro. Everyone's invited. We're speaking with Naris Levy, and I had all these questions, but you answered them already. So people who want to go, how do they do it?
Okay, they go on the website, communitydinner.org, or go to Mama Dips, or the Carrboro Cybrary, which is in the Century Center, or the Orange County Public Library in Hillsborough. Guys in Hillsborough, it's also your dinner, and we have tickets up there in the library. The people at the desk know exactly how to sell you tickets. And if there are any organizations out there whom we have neglected, especially serving the community, please get in touch with me at rilevy@mindspring.com. We're always looking for new people at the dinner. The table mats, by the way, are sponsored by UNC Press, and we will also have stage sponsorship from organizations like Sajaja, which is a wonderful organization supporting youth. And so go on the website and you will see who our sponsors are. And if you want to join the event, you can be part of it. It's your dinner. It's not the committee dinner. It's your dinner.
$8 for adults, $3 for kids, communitydinner.org for more information. And again, Sunday, April 30th, 1 p.m. at McDougal Middle School in Carrboro. Everyone invited out for the 23rd annual, postponed but happening, Mildred Council Community Dinner in Carrboro. Naris Levy, thank you so much for being
with
us.
Thank you. And whilst we're saying that masks are appreciated, we will have masks on the spot. And we're also cutting down from 700 to 500. To be compliant with COVID safety. So everybody will be safe, and that's the most important thing to know. Thank you.